Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello. Welcome Hello. To Imperfect Brilliance. Yay! I really am looking forward to this conversation today with my guest, Heather McMillan. And Heather, first of all, I am so happy that you're on the show with me today. So thank you for taking time out of your day to play with us.
Oh, thank you. I am so excited to talk with you. I am just bursting with enthusiasm, and that intro was so exciting. So I'm really grateful to be here.
Yay! And when Heather sent me the description, I read it of, you know, what she thought we could talk about today. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a great topic. So in case you guys are like wondering, if you didn't hear ahead of time what we were going to talk about, I'm just going to start with this question for you guys. Like, have you ever not done something because you didn't know what to do?
Yeah.
or you went to your head to try to figure it out. And I was just laughing at myself of all the times when I've done that. I've like paralyzed myself and I couldn't figure out what I was supposed to do, what maybe I would like to do, how I was supposed to do it. So I didn't do anything. And so the topic is clarity, and clarity, what a great idea. So Heather, so let me tell you guys a little bit about Heather and then I can ask this question. So she is an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, as I am. She's also a creative consultant and a writer, and she's a voiceover artist, which I just think is such a cool thing. She's based in the Washington, D.C., Maryland area, and we were laughing because we actually live fairly close to each other.
Yeah.
And we're rarely
a few miles apart.
We might as well live across the country because we just don't see each other very much. So it's like, okay, maybe we could change that. But, right? But she's a lot of fun. And I am really curious. So Heather, when, you know, you chose this topic today, was there something up in your world? I mean, what had you want to talk about clarity?
Well, I mean, have you ever been out at a restaurant or in a grocery store where there's a lot of people and there's a lot of energy up of like, well, what would I actually like? And we're so aware, like I'm sure the people listening to this program that are interested in this topic and what we have to say are the seekers of the world. You know, we're looking for the possibilities and, you know, how can we change things here so that everything's easier and greater and more fun for everyone. So the seekers, we tend to be so incredibly psychic and aware. And I notice this when I am at Whole Foods a lot, when I'm shopping, and it's like, do I want this? Do I not want this? Does my body want this? Does that person's body want this? Am I buying this for someone else? Like, so clarity is so essential, like not just for ourselves, but our bodies and, you know, what is this choice going to create?
So if somebody is really like, well, I just don't know, like they're like, when I was describing how I can be, and I still can do this, nowhere near like I used to, where I would paralyze myself, not yeah. even start anything because I was so in my head of trying to, I had to have it perfect or I had to have it all figured out. And if I didn't, then I wouldn't even allow myself to do the first step. And so with, you know, the tools, the wonderful tools of Access Consciousness that we're both, you know, so grateful to play with,
oh my gosh,
constantly,
yeah.
right? What are some, so one of the things, if somebody's new, that we talk about all the time is asking questions.
Yeah.
And what questions will do. So with the, okay, let's say I don't know what to do about a certain situation and I'm head tripping. What could I be asking that would get myself out of the cycle of head tripping and not moving forward? Would you share with us some of the thing, the tools or the questions that you like to play with?
Well, actually, I mean, what you're touching on is what actually drew me to Access Consciousness. Years ago, I heard Dr. Dane here on a radio program like this, and he gave the tool of asking the question, what will my life be like in 5 years if I choose this? And what will my life be like in 5 years if I don't choose this? And just asking that, just starting to ask that about even the most simple and mundane things. Like I was talking about shopping and how sometimes there's these energies of, or, you know, being out at a restaurant, there's these energies of confusion. Like, would I like this? Would I not like this? Okay, well, what would my life be like in 5 years if I chose this? And starting to get a sense for myself of what was going to create more space, more happiness, more lightness, more. And then what wasn't? So even when I would choose the things where it was like, wow, this is a little interesting or maybe a little crunchy, or if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? Or I'm going to choose it anyway because I already told the person I'd do this, or whatever the reason or justification was. I always got more clarity and more awareness from it, because I would be like, that's the thing I knew. And so it becomes this muscle of asking questions and knowing what's true for you. And that's really like one of the taglines of this incredible modality of Access Consciousness that we both practice and facilitate, is that it's empowering you to know, that you know what's going to work for you. You know better than anyone what's going to be fun for you, what's going to make you happy, what's going to make your body happy. And it's so different than so many things that I did before Access, where it was like, how many, you know, things that we all done, everyone listening, where it's like we're looking to someone or something outside of us to say, this is good or right for you, or this is going to work for you. And it never really works, because ultimately we're the only ones that know what's true for us.
You know, you're saying that, and I remember so many times I would go looking outside of myself, looking for other people to tell me. Like, there was a point in my life where I just didn't, the clarity piece was part of it, and not trusting myself, having a lot of doubt, and all of those things. So I would look to other people to tell me what I think I wanted them to tell me I knew.
Yeah.
I know. Did you ever do any of that?
Yeah. And I mean, it's like before Access, I was really looking for like, well, you know, what's going to be the answer that's going to make everything work? Mm-hmm. What's going to make all of this fall into place? And this is so different, you know, really getting at, well, ultimately, you know, I have an awareness. And I have an awareness of things that other people don't. So here I was, and did you ever do this too, where you're looking for someone to validate an awareness you have,
yes,
something that you could create or choose, and no one else can be aware of it. So they either invalidate it or they like instill a judgment or a doubt in your world of like, well, I'm not really sure that's possible. And it's like, gosh, I was aware that it was possible till I talked to you. Like,
oops.
Right. I mean, how many of you guys have shared things with people? I'm like, you get this incredible awareness of like, oh, this could be so cool. I mean, when I first kind of got inspired to go into the world of voiceover, I had an awareness of all these things I could create, and I bought the rights to this book and produced an audiobook, and I started telling people what I was creating. And and not everyone was super, I mean, they may not have said it out loud, but not everyone was like, that's an awesome idea. Let me contribute to this. So how many of you guys have had an incredible awareness of something that was possible for you to create or choose, actualize, and be in this world? And then all this judgment, all these projections, expectations, separations, judgments, rejections, and doubt came at you?
A lot.
So all of that, would you guys all be willing to destroy and uncreate it all?
Sure.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds. And I'm sure you guys who've been playing with Betsy for a while know that that's the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. And definitely check out theclearingstatement.com to discover more about that or come to an Access Bars or Foundation class.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And there's so many different places we can go.
I know. You know? Could we spend 5 days on this topic?
I know, right? So you had the idea of, let's use your voiceover.
Yeah.
You have the idea, right? You're like, this could be really cool and fun for me. And then you started telling people and they weren't getting it, right? They didn't have
right.
the same awareness. They didn't have the same, like, whatever. And what did you do so that you got either, like, well, there's a couple questions here. So did that change your clarity on it? Let me start with that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, before Access Consciousness and these tools, I really would buy everything that was going on around me as mine. Like, I recall one holiday dinner when I'd booked this job, this voiceover job I was really excited about, and I was telling everyone at dinner about it, and my world became very heavy and kind of, you know, we're talking about clarity, it became almost kind of foggy and less enthusiastic about this. And what I didn't have at the time was the tool of Access that has probably saved my life and countless others, which is who does this belong to?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really based on the idea that so much of what we're buying as ours isn't ours. We're just super psychic, super aware, picking up on other people's stuff and their points of view or their conclusions, like, this isn't going to work out for her, or this is going to fail, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we buy it until we have that question. So if I had maybe had that tool at the time and excused myself and just went to the bathroom and been like, wow, who does this belong to? oh, wow. So if it lightens up, like even asking it about that situation, now I get like a relaxation in my body. I get happier. And when I know I'm happy, this is my reality. I mean, how many of you guys, are buying the stuff that's around you and making it real and true for you when it's not?
Mm-hmm. Well, and thank you for bringing this into the conversation. And let's expand a little bit more on that, where if it's not, something happens, and like you said, the things that were projected at you and said to you, and you could kind of sense that your world got smaller and more condensed and maybe some heavy energies. Are those some of the telltale signs that perhaps that would be a good time to ask if it belongs to you?
Yeah, exactly. that's a perfect example of if I'm getting kind of heavier and contracted and less enthusiastic about something that I just had a sense of like, oh, this would be so cool. This would be so fun, or this would create more. Then I know it's like, okay, it's time to ask a question. Who does this belong to? And it's also a tool to play with too. Like, I use it a lot in the morning. I mean, some mornings it's like an elephant sitting on my head and I'm like, who does this belong to?
Yeah.
I'm like, who had a real bender last night that I'm aware of? Like, wow, like, ouch. Like, so I just ask, who does this belong to? And sometimes, I mean, this morning, my gosh, I asked it probably 10 times, like, who does this belong to? 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 And then I start laughing because it's like, wow, none of this is mine. So everywhere you guys have bought stuff as yours that's not yours, and everything that's kind of locked in your body and world that makes you believe that it's yours, would you be willing to let all of that go?
Okay.
Right, wrong, get back.
All right.
Black shirts, boys and beyond.
And that these are some great questions, you guys, that you can play with at any point in time in your day. And, even just as she asked the question and we start giggling and laughing, it's like, oh, okay. So how good are all of us? I'm going to include myself in this question, like really good at buying it, and just working so hard to make it ours. Okay, here's our first break while we ponder that question. We'll be back shortly with Heather McMillan as our guest today.
Yay!
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you looking to change anything in your life? To have an even greater appreciation of everything around you? Would you enjoy having a life of more joy and greater abundance? And explore what is possible for you? My name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I invite you to explore simple and pragmatic tools that I share on my radio show, Imperfect Brilliance. I know firsthand that you can change anything. We explore tools and questions with amazing guests, offering all kinds of conversations on living your best life. I invite you to listen in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to Imperfect Brilliance. Consider a coaching call with me and let's explore what you would like your life to be like. Visit my website at www.creatingyumminess.com and you're invited to call into Imperfect Brilliance with your questions Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to connecting.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
I've been playing with Heather McMahon today, talking about clarity and some great questions. And we've run the clearing statement a couple of times. If you're just joining us, with clarity and how do you get it? What could you right? What do you do to get out of your mind or out of where the heaviness and contraction that you might be experiencing? And you know, before I learned about the things that we play with now, Heather, I never had these kind of conversations. I didn't know that we were so, I mean, I knew that I was psychic, but not to the degree that now I realize, and I'm still going, goodness gracious, I am so much more aware than I realize I am, right?
Yes.
You know, so this question of, well, who does it belong to can sound like this just weird and very simple thing. But when you start asking that question and you go, you know, even if you all of a sudden get a headache, you can say, well, is that even mine? You know, like, where yeah. did this head, you know, am I aware of something? Is my body showing me something? Am I, you know, what is going on? And you know, so when you start asking those kinds of questions, what shows up if you, so when you ask the questions, Heather, and you got an awareness that, oh, well, maybe none of this is mine. And you shared how you would ask the question again and again, and things were lightening and changing
yeah.
for you. So when things lighten and change for you, then what did you do or what do you do?
Well, I return it to sender with consciousness attached. You know, the number one thing is recognizing, okay, well, you know, is this mine? No. Okay, well, who does it belong to? Returning it to sender with consciousness attached, and that just creates a lightness for me. And you know, one of the things that, you know, we as facilitators recommend for you guys listening is to play with this for 3 full days of, for every thought, every feeling, every emotion, every, like Betsy was talking about, the body awareness, the body sensations, headaches, you know, any tension that you have. Well, who does this belong to? I mean, you can even just take a place in your body right now and ask, you know, for anything where you have like a tightness or a heaviness, well, who does this belong to? And I notice as I ask that for me, it's like, you know, this kind of like clenchiness in my neck lightens up and it just goes away. So I return that energy to sender with consciousness attached.
Do you have to know who it belongs to?
I know. I love that. I'm so sorry. I was about to say that. I was like, well, some people get the awareness of like, oh, well, that's my brother's and I don't want to send that back to him because, you know, I care about him or whatever. Mm-hmm. What if that's not even his? Like, so I mean, who does this belong to can be, you know, several people removed. So you're not going to harm anyone with this. And certainly returning it to sender with consciousness attached, what does that create every time you make that choice?
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that because, too, it'll keep me away, keeps me out of, well, I have to know who it belongs to, and then I have to send it back to them, and then I have to, right? And I get myself down that squirrel hole of, like, oh, goodness gracious. So you don't need to know who it belongs to, but if you basically, like, you ask that question and something changes, lightens up in your world, be like, oh, so maybe I've just been working overtime, not getting paid for it, and making it mine.
Yeah, exactly. Or, I mean, if you say grew up around people who are like super stressed or triggered by certain situations, or maybe people who were like really sad and depressed, that anytime you're around that energy, you like kind of are really attuned to it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, everything you can destroy and uncreate. And so for everyone listening, you can destroy and uncreate everything that you did to decide and conclude that that was yours when it wasn't. And run the access clearing statement. So, yeah. And that's like kind of another step with this too, of like, if it doesn't totally lighten up in your world when you return it to sender, okay, well, everything that makes it valuable to me to hold on to any piece of this, I destroy and uncreate that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pot, box, shorts, boys and beyond. Clear that for myself and anyone else that would like to jump on that bandwagon.
I love that.
Or, you know, I can also, you know, ask other questions like, well, what did I decide about this energy
mm-hmm.
that I'm aware of?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's a great question too. And I'm giggling at myself all the time of all the, like, the things I've decided. And then, boy, oh, boy, can I work, like, if I'm going to prove myself right, I'm going to prove myself wrong, I'm going to, you know, prove others right or wrong. And, like, you do all these things, and then one day you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and, you know, the clarity coming, you know, where we're talking about clarity today, it could be a gentle whisper, you know, like just the gentlest breeze. It could be something far greater than that. So what if we actually destroyed and uncreated all of our definitions of what we think clarity is?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Ooh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That kind of made me go, okay, all right, so let's destroy and uncreate it. Basically, and just by asking that question, we're already doing it. And then you can also, you know, you can run the clearing statement, or if you can't remember the words, you can even just say those weird words those girls said. You can say pock and pod, you know, any of it, right? There's no one formula you have to do it kind of way. It's just really what we're doing when we bring up these energies and we run the clearing statements, we're just clearing the energy, simply, you know, about as simply put as you can say it. So if we get rid of everything we think clarity is or isn't, and then what, Heather?
Yeah, I mean, well, the, you know, kind of what's coming up here is like, you can use the clearing statement to facilitate more clarity, even just as simply as like, well, everything that's not allowing me to have clarity and ease in this situation. And that's one of my most favorite, and I've actually been looping it again. It's kind of a question that's been around in Access for years, is what energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to have total clarity and ease with all of this?
One of my favorite questions to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so if any situation in your life is super confusing, or you're looking at a choice that you'd like to make, but yet it doesn't seem clear, or you're not really sure what your body would like, you can ask, okay, what would it take to have total clarity and ease here? And POC and POD, or run the clearing statement, or use whatever you use to clear energy, to clear everything that doesn't allow you to have clarity and ease.
Well, and that too gets you out of trying to, you know, again, knowing, if you're anything like me, you like to try to know the thing, right? So if you don't have to know the thing, then then it's like, okay, what show me, you know, universe, show me what clarity and ease I can have here. And then you get out of, you can get out of the way. You don't have to be the problem solver and know everything. And back to my, where I was talking about earlier about, you know, how I can paralyze myself because I got to know, well, just show me, I don't have to know. And to me, that's been such freedom. And to get, it's helped me get out of my own way.
Yeah. I mean, even just as simple as like, well, everything that doesn't allow me to know what I'd like to choose here, like what's actually going to work for me, I destroy and create that.
Yes. Right. Oh, I love that.
Online book shirts, boys and beyonds.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, and what do you do? So, since you brought that into the conversation, what do you do when you're asking that question? Say, okay, you said, show me what's going to work for me. And then are there other questions that you might ask along with that?
Well, one of my favorites, I mean, there's a couple. Well, there's so many. This is so fun and so exciting. I'm so grateful. Is what would I like to create here? And just really being present with that energy. Because when we're asking questions with access, for all of you guys, it's not to arrive at an answer or conclusion. It's to get an awareness of the energy that we'd like to have as our reality. I mean, that's how Gary Douglas created this incredible modality of access consciousness and discovered the bars, was by asking questions and choosing the things that matched the energy of those questions when he asked them. And the one that I love is, you know, what can I be, do, have, create, or generate to make my life and the world a better place? And just being aware of what that is.
Yeah. And so not having to know all the answers, and that you can keep asking questions, you know, that doesn't seem like so much we learn that we're supposed to have the one answer, the right answer. And that's going to give you clarity. That's what I learned. And so then, you know, when those things did not happen, then it got me thinking, well, I just don't know. And then doubting myself and, you know, a lot of other things. And so the questions actually open, for me, they open the door for other possibilities and clarity to come. And it's going to come in all kinds of different ways and shapes and forms. And it's not going to look like what you think it's going to look like.
Exactly.
So would you talk about that a little bit? Tell us some experiences that you've had.
Well, yeah. One place we can always start with all of this is destroying and uncreating all of our projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections about what it is that we're, you know, asking for. Say we're asking for something or asking about a choice or something. And we can also destroy and create all the projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections that other people have about us choosing this or creating this. Because we're really that aware too, as we've talked about here. And so, you know, we can pick those up and align and agree and buy them and make them true and real for us when they're not. As seekers, what possibilities do we have that no one else has? So, you know, you may have an awareness of things that, you know, nobody else has. So that's one place to start to have clarity, is to destroy and create those projections and expectations that you have, or that you're aware that other people have. And that can provide more clarity too, of like, wow, okay, well, what would I really like to create here?
Such great questions. And would you guys be willing, here's a question that just popped in as I was asking, you know, like looking at, would you be willing to even play with the questions? And would you be willing to let go of having to have the answer? And even in that willingness, and I know we're going to hit the next break here soon, so maybe we'll save some of this for after. But I'm wondering, like, let's talk when we come back from the break. Let's talk about the willingness to give up some of this. So stay tuned for some tips and questions on what to do to be willing to have these things be different.
Yay!
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for being with us, talking about clarity today with Heather McMillan, and I'm Betsy McLaughlin. You guys, please check out Heather. Heather, how
Thank
can people
you.
Find you?
You can find me on the Access Consciousness website. It's accessconsciousness.com/Heather McMillan. You can find me on SoundCloud, Facebook, you know, all that good stuff.
All the places.
All the places.
All the places. And you can find me, of course, the same places. And also my website is www.creatingyumminess.com. And so, Heather, thank you. And I'm just fascinated with, I'd love to bring back in a little bit the piece on you talking about being a voiceover actor, right? And you had an awareness, and then people were like kind of poo-pooing what you what you were aware of. Did you allow that to cloud your clarity?
Absolutely. I mean, that's where it's like, how lucky are the kids of the world who get access consciousness as children? Like, oh my gosh. Because, as Gary Douglas has said, they become aware of what they're really aware of, and they don't buy the limitations and the points of view of others. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, gosh. And so, you know, what would it be like to have total clarity and ease on what we can actually create and actually choose instead of all this limited stuff that we pick up from other people? Because, you know, what are you guys aware of that you can choose and create that actually no one else can?
I love that question so much. And that,
you know, when you, and so if anybody in your life that has an idea, no matter how cockamamie it might seem, how out there, like, what if you ask those questions that Heather just shared with us? We're like, yeah, that's really cool. What do you know that no one else knows?
Yeah.
And right, that is so empowering. Like, I can't even imagine what my life would have been like growing up if I had people in my life saying those kinds of things to me. Wow, what do you know? What do you know here? And all of those things were, that for me, I was, besides disempowering myself, there were a lot of people around me who were also being like, oh, that's impossible. You can't know these things. And all of those, or you can't do that, right? Which is, it's not a wrongness of anyone or anything. It was just what I had in my life. And I look at it now and go, and how much did that all create who I am today? You know, I'm not taking any of it away from, you know, of anything. I'm just kind of looking at it from that place of, wow, like you said, the kids or people who have this at such a younger age to be like, how different the world could be if we all asked that question of each other, like, what do you know that I don't know? What could you show me? Right? What could you teach me here?
Like, what else is possible here? You know, that's another one of these magic access questions that can give a lot of clarity. It's like, wow, really? Like, what else is possible here?
It is. And it just opens up so many doors. And again, you don't have to have the answer. Anybody else listening, I'm wondering, have you guys spent a lot of your time being great problem solvers?
Yeah.
So if you, are you willing to give that up?
I am willing to give that up. Everywhere we were assigned or given that job actually, you know, that's the place where, like, really that, you know, everywhere we were positively judged for being that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know I've shared even on this show before that, you know, I used to take a lot of pride in being a great problem solver. And I was really good, really, really good at it. I still am, you know, and then I would get like frustrated, like, why is everybody coming to me with their problem?
Right.
Like, oh, because I'm really good at it. And that's what I thought I had to be doing. So, you know, Heather has shared so many great questions today. And it's like, okay, so what lights you guys up? And, you know, and what I mean by what lights you up, what excites you? What would you like to learn more about? What would you like to explore? And from those kind of questions, and
the one that she just said, it's like, what do you know? What do you know that maybe nobody else knows? And are you willing to go where nobody else goes?
Yeah. And are you willing to go there even if there isn't a cheering section for you? I mean, we've talked about my voiceover story before, you know, really before Access, I wasn't willing to really have my own back to the degree I do now, where it's like, well, I know what's possible and I'm going to go for that. Whether, you know, I mean, so everywhere we've all done that thing of like kind of seeking the approval or the validation or looking to have like a whole, you know, group of people, like, I can't have it until we all have it together. Let's go, you guys. And
right.
Think of like Gary for years facilitating these classes and being like, when are people going to be able to hear what I have to say? And now Access is, you know, is like a huge global movement, but there were those years when he had the knowing of what he knew, and he kept choosing towards that and into that and contributing to that, no matter what any naysayers were, you know, kind of putting in the way there. And you know, what would it be like to really have that level of clarity and ease with what we know?
Great questions. And, you know, as you were giving that example, I just was thinking about all the people throughout history who didn't let the naysayers or the amount of times they failed stop themselves. I can't remember there's just this almost staggering number of things that some people, you know, have had what would be considered a failed business. And now they're successful, you know, billionaires or millionaires. And, you know, if they had allowed themselves to stop, or the naysayers, like, where would we all be, right? If we all allowed ourselves to just to stop. And, you know, so if you have done that, like, let's not make ourselves wrong for anything you've chosen or haven't chosen.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Like, this is just like, okay, what can you choose now? Where can you go now? What can you explore and play with now? And, you know, I just was looking at thinking of, you can hear so many different stories. I think even Walt Disney had tons of failed things before he got Walt Disney World, you know, and it's so, and we all expect to go out of the gate, you know, and be the thoroughbred horse that wins the race. And, you know, so if we're willing to let that go, I wonder what then we could create. And I know right before the break, I had said something I wanted to explore, and I don't remember what it is. Do you remember by any chance?
I don't. And, you
That's
know,
all right.
I wonder what would be, how does it get more fun than this? And that's another great question to play with for clarity is, you know, another one of these magic Access questions, which is, how does it get any better than this, or how does it get more fun than this? And you know, I'm wondering what the listeners are really curious about, like what would open the door to levels of clarity that would allow you to create and have everything you would enjoy?
Great question. And anything that doesn't allow that, let's destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right or wrong, good and bad, pot and puck, all night, shorts, boys and beyond. And are you willing to explore? Are you willing to play? And are you willing to even, you know, like, here I am admitting, like, I know I said I want to talk about something and I forgot what it was. Thinking, oh, maybe I should have written it down, but I didn't. And, you know, just being willing to laugh at myself and go, oh, well, I guess, you know, if it was meant to be talked about, maybe we aren't talking about it. I don't even know.
Well, one thing we could talk about, and in regards to creations and sharing these ideas in that kind of like idea stage, is something we jokingly say in Access, which is just for me, just for fun, never tell anyone. And it's really meant to contribute to this creative process of like, okay, I'm cultivating this energy, this awareness, and I don't have to tell everyone about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I can just have it for me, just for fun, just as an awareness of like, okay, the universe and I are dancing, we're playing with this. Universe, show me the way. Like, how much fun can this be? And, you know, it, using that tool has helped so many people get out of that space where it's like, I'm looking for people to approve or to validate or say,
yes,
oh, that's really good, that's going to work.
Yeah. Or,
which is where, you know, that's, you know, where I've been so much of my life is like, gee, I'd really like to do this. Is this okay? Like, is this mm-hmm. good? You know, and, you know, what do we really know is going to work for us?
Well, what do you do if you're so used to looking for approval?
That is a great question. I mean, one thing, I mean, even as you say that, I would be like a clearing statement that I would run there for me and, you know, for anyone else that has the same kind of energy up in your world of like, well, everything that makes me think or believe that I require approval, validation, positive judgment, or even negative judgment. I mean, some people thrive on that too. Like, I'm going to mm-hmm. fight against the odds.
Right.
Everything that makes all of us think or believe that we actually require that and require any sort of hurdle to our creations, can we destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes, absolutely.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Like, and we can also use this thing that we call an access that is the four questions. I mean, if we notice that we're really seeking someone's validation or we're not willing to have someone judge or separate from us, we can really ask a question like, well, what is this? What is this really? Like, I was excited about this, then I told this person about it, now I have all this doubt in my world. Well, what is this? Just asking a real question like that. And then, what do I do with it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, can I change it? Because as much as we would love to be able to change the points of views of others, we can't always do that.
Darn it.
Why don't you believe me? I can't do this. So can I change this is a great question. And to really like, you know, be willing to be aware of, oh, maybe I can change this. Okay. And if I can change this, if so, how do I change it?
Mm-hmm.
And the magic of asking, okay, so how do I change it? It doesn't necessarily, you know, actualize instantaneously, though sometimes it does. I mean, sometimes I'll hear something later or I'll be in a class or something and then a clearing will come up for that. So it's really staying in those questions can be such a contribution here to get out of that place where we're where we are looking to others or where we have this kind of doubt.
You know, there's, I'm just looking at what else we could contribute to people listening as we wrap up our time
yeah.
together today, where if you've got, you know, this is really quite a large topic that we are tackling here today.
Like,
and I love it. I really do. And there's been, if you guys, you know, you can even go back in the archives and listen to this again and write down some of these questions. And you could even just choose one to play with.
Yeah,
and, you know, I wonder, you know, that what Heather shared,
the who does this belong to for 3 days for every thought, feeling, and emotion, and see, you know, like, that to me was such a great exercise when, and I still do it, and I forget about it, and then I remind myself, you know, but it's like, goodness gracious, it just shows me how much more aware we are, how in tune we are with everyone around us that we have no freaking idea that we are. And you guys, there's so many different things that you could play with to have more ease with your life, to have more clarity. And Heather, so you've given us a lot of great questions and tools to play with, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
What, so as we just, gosh, I don't think, oh, we're not even going to have time.
Like the Oscar award music.
Right? Well, I know that you are a successful voiceover actor, so we'll say that she overcame her need to have clarity on that.
Thank you so much, Betsy. This is so much fun.
Thank you, Heather, for joining us. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a wonderful week and play with the questions, you guys, and see what shows up.
Bye,
everyone.